How to Develop Confidence in Uncertain Times. I initially wrote this shortly after the start of the 2020 pandemic. Now, 2 years later, I'm revisiting it to see if the times are still uncertain or if we can place our confidence in the world and our elected leaders. Based on what I see, we need God more than ever. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. If you still watch television, you'll notice that many of the commercials will preface their message with, "During these uncertain times." In most cases, their message is designed to create a sense of fear, doubt, scarcity, doom, and gloom. Of course, their product is specifically designed to help you regain your confidence that all will be well if you just buy their stuff. But when in human history have the times actually been certain? Do a snapshot search of the news on any random day, and you'll likely find a catastrophic event or perceived catastrophe somewhere on planet Earth. Living, especially for non-believers and lukewarm Christians, has always been uncertain. It always will be until the end. A world of uncertainty and its impact on us. The uncertainty brought about by the coronavirus disease, or COVID-19, is leaving a crater impact on people's mental health. Twenge and Joyner reported on a U.S. Census Bureau study of the prevalence of depressive disorder and anxiety disorder in the United States in 2019 and during the COVID-19 pandemic. The results show that compared to 2019, the prevalence of depressive disorder and anxiety disorder increased more than 3 times. Layered on top of the pandemic is uncertainty about the 2020 presidential election, economic losses, civil violence, earthquakes, rogue meteors, wildfires, floods, wars, and rumors of wars. The threat of nuclear annihilation continues. The doomsday clock clicks down second by second. Even for the unbeliever, it sounds a lot like the end times prophecy we read in the book of Revelation. When you aren't confident from 1 minute to the next that you'll have an income to support your family, live through a terrorist attack, tsunami, or other disaster, it's normal that you'll experience anxiety. Bumper stickers. I like bumper stickers. They give you a hint as to how the person who plastered the message on the car perceives their quote-unquote reality. One of them said, "Try Jesus. If you don't like him, Satan will always take you back." Another bumper sticker said, "With God, life is stressful. Without God, it is infinitely more so." The person acknowledges the reality that life isn't always smooth sailing. However, God is given credit for at least somewhat calming the storm, just as Jesus did with his disciples. See Matthew 8:26. You are probably familiar with the bumper sticker that says, "God is my co-pilot." Again, a nod to the Almighty. Clearly, a person who shares in the existential condition and the suffering that can come with it. He or she is making a statement that they are not alone. God is with them. But the one that says, "My passenger is my co-pilot," appears to mock God and those who believe in his authority. First, I would not ride as a passenger with him or her at the wheel. Mocking God during the end times reminds me of an old poster. It was a small field mouse that was giving the middle finger to an eagle, talons out, swooping in for dinner. The caption read, "The last great act of defiance." Maybe the bumper sticker should read, "I am God's co-pilot." Anxiety and its effect on confidence. As we acknowledge that stressful life events can provoke feelings of anxiety, then we can better determine with confidence if the anxiety is normal or not. Normal anxiety is proportional to the perceived threat. If someone puts a gun to your head, the anxiety you experience is normal, not abnormal. This is the way of the world, and it can help us cope in uncertain times. But even if we see normal anxiety as a legitimate experience when all hell is breaking loose, it does nothing for our confidence in the middle of the storm. Lukewarm Christians are in the same boat as the atheists if we do not take God's word at faith value. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing? Now that is the demonstration of confidence in the power of faith. Full disclosure, I'm not at that level of faith yet. But imagine for a moment what life could be like if we actually live by God's instruction and commandments. If we would cast our worries on God with full confidence that all will be well, not just for now, but for eternity. Our neighbors and loved ones would never suffer the negative impact of anxiety, depression, or other mood disorders that are leading so many to suicide. If we really had confidence in God's promises, we could live each day to the fullest, regardless of how uncertain times become. God's promises were true yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God is speaking to all of us when we become anxious. He said, "He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation." This is from Psalm 91:15 through 16. Developing confidence in uncertain times. Thus, developing confidence that rises above the certainty or uncertainty of times is the same. It was hiding in plain sight all along. Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Drawing near to God is the key to developing confidence in all circumstances. It allows us to receive God's mercy for our transgressions. We no longer need to live depressed because of our past sins or anxiety-stricken about the uncertainty of our volatile age. God also grants us the grace to help others who desperately need encouragement to discover their own confidence. May God bless you as you step out in faith, drawing closer to God each day, and with renewed confidence that your eternal salvation is certain.